Maledict winked at her and made a tiny gesture with his head toward the other end of the room and strolled in that direction. Polly followed. Maledict always found something to lounge against. He relaxed in the shadows, looked up at the rafters and said, "Now, I say a man who knows how to cook is no less of a man for that. But a man who says sugar when he swears? Have you ever heard a man say that? You haven't, I can tell." "So, it was you who gave me the socks," thought Polly. "You know about me, I can tell you do, but do you know about Lofty? Maybe Shufty was very politely brought up." But one look at Maledict's knowing smile made her decide not to try that road. Besides, the moment you looked at Shufty with the idea that maybe he was a girl, you saw that he was. No man would say sugar. "Three girls now, and I'm pretty sure about Lofty, too," said Maledict. "What are you going to do about them?" she said.
"Do? Why should I do anything about anyone?" said Maledict. "I'm a vampire, officially pretending not to be one, right? I'm the last person who'll say anyone has to play the hand they were dealt. So good luck to him, say I. But you might like to take him aside later on and have a word with him. You know, man to man."
Polly nodded. Was there a knowingness to that comment?
"I'd better go and take the Lieutenant Iscobo," she said. "And, blast it, I forgot about his laundry."
"Oh, I wouldn't worry about that, old chap," said Maledict, and flashed a little smile. "The way things are going around here, Igor's probably a washerwoman in disguise."
Polly did the laundry in the end. She wasn't sure that she'd be able to dodge Molly a second time, and there wasn't that much of it. Afterwards, she hung it in front of the fire, which was roaring. The horse had been surprisingly good, but not as surprising as Blouse's reaction to the scubbo. He had sat there in his evening dress uniform, wearing special clothes just to sit down and eat all by yourself as a new one on Polly, and had yummed it up and sent her back with the bowl for more. The meat had been boiled white, and there was scum on the top. The squad wondered what kind of a life an officer could have led that inclined him to like scubbo.
"Don't know much about him," said Scallet upon questioning. "He's been here 2 weeks, fretting to get to the war. Bought a whole cartload of books with him, I heard. Looks like a typical Rupert to me. They were all behind the door when their chins were ended out. A sergeant who went through said he's not really a soldier at all, just some wonk from headquarters that's good at sums."
"Oh, great," said Maledict, who was brewing his coffee by the fire. The little engine gurgled and hissed.
"I don't think he can see very well without his glasses," said Polly, "but he's very, polite."
"Not been a Rupert for long, then," said Scallet. "They're more, hey there, you, damn your eyes, fwa, fwa, fwa. I seen your sergeant before, though, old Jackram. Been everywhere he has. Everyone knows old Jackram. He was with us in the snow up at Ibblestarn."
"How many people did he eat?" said Maledict, to general laughter. The dinner had been good, and there had still been enough sherry for a glass each.
"Let's just say I heard he didn't come down much thinner than he went up," said Scallet.
"And Corporal Strappy?" said Polly.
"Never seen him before either," said Scallet. "Cross-grained little bugger. Political, I'd say. Why's he gone and left you here? Got a nice cushy bed in Ian, has he?"
I hope he's not going to be our sergeant," said Wazza.
"Him? Why?" said Scallet.
Polly volunteered the events earlier in the evening. To her surprise, Scallet laughed.
"They're trying to get rid of the old bugger again, are they?" he said. "That's a laugh. Bless you, it'll take more than a bunch of Gawains and Rodneys to leave a Jackram out of his own army. Why, he's been court-martialed twice. He got off both times. And you know he once saved General Frock's life? He's been everywhere, got the goods on everyone, knows more strings than me, and I know a good few, mark my words. If he wants to march with you tomorrow, he will, and no skinny little Rupert'll get in his way."
"So what was a man like that doing as a recruiting officer?" said Maledict sharply.
"'Cause he got his leg cut open in Slovenia and bit the sawbones who tried to look at it when the wound went bad, clever dick," retorted Scallet. "Cleaned it out hisself with maggots and honey, and then drank a pint of brandy and sewed himself up and lay on his bed with a fever for a week. But the general got him, I heard, came and visited him while he was too weak, and told him he was going on the drumming for a year and no argument. Not even Frock hisself would hand him his papers, not after Jackram had carried him on his back for 14 miles through enemy lines.
The door swung open and Sergeant Jackram walked in, tucking his hands into his belt.